And now we see in the Irish Examiner this morning that more than half of car rental brokering websites violate EU law, a sweeping check has found. Under the coordination of the European Commission, authorities of 10 member states, together with Norway, checked 78 websites brokering car rentals, including airlines websites, to check whether the major brokers operate car rental brokers, or car rental brokering websites, I should say, operating in Europe, are complying with EU consumer protection rules. And this survey that was coordinated by the European Commission, what did they find? They found that only 40% of the sites assessed met the standards. Well. Again, if you've any views on that, give us a call, 066 712 3666. Now, before 10 o'clock, we were speaking to the new Cathaoirleach of Listowel Municipal District, Aoife Thornton. Now, last week, I had put it to her about the councillor's stance on that there should be restricted wind farm development in Kerry, that only the area of Kilgarvan should be really earmarked for wind development. And I spoke to her again this morning after the vote by Kerry County councillors yesterday. She's saying councillors firmly believe that they are right in this, that they're right in this position. Well, we're coming back to that meeting yesterday on the county development plan, on the decision by Kerry County Council to adopt the development plan. Radio Kerry journalist Amy Nerida was covering the meeting, and she joins us in studio, and she's going to go through the main issues, the main topics of that meeting. Good morning to you, Aoife and Amy. My apologies.
Good morning.
I have Amy's and Aoife's on the brain. It is early. It is fierce early. And Amy, Kerry County councillors have disregarded recommendations made by the planning watchdog relating to wind energy development in our county, as people would have heard in your news report last evening and this morning, and which we referred to in our interview with Aoife Thornton before 10 o'clock. Yesterday, the council adopted their 2022 to 2028 county development plan, and councillors have stood their ground, have stood firm in relation to certain elements of the plan. Amy has been following the implementation of the county development plan for the last number of months, and was at yesterday's meeting where it was finally adopted. Amy, this plan, it's been 2 years in the making, with wind energy development being the real sticking point right up until the end.
That's right, Trasa. The wind energy debacle was really the one topic that united councillors throughout this entire process. As you said, the plan is 2 years in the making, so it was a determined effort by councillors to protect their constituents from what were branded as monstrosities that have ruined people's lives, and in some cases have even forced some people out of their family homes. In saying that, the county development plan in its nature is obliged to meet the national framework, so there was a lot of back and forward between the Office of the Planning Regulator, which oversees the implementation of the plan, and Kerry County Council. Twice the regulator criticised the council's wind energy policy. Initially, the draft plan proposed to cut the amount of land designated as suitable for wind farms by 90%, preventing wind turbines from being erected within a kilometre of a dwelling and limiting the construction of new turbines on sites along the North Kerry border. Now, back in May, a marathon 3-day meeting resulted in the omission of the entire county of Kerry, with the exception of some townlands in Kilgarvan, from areas to be open to consideration for wind farm development. Now, as Aoife Thornton said earlier, there are currently 364 wind turbines in Kerry, most of those in North Kerry, with Kerry accounting for between 18 and 20% of Ireland's total wind energy production.
Did they eventually reach a compromise with the planning regulator, with the Office of the Planning Regulator?
In short, no, not quite. The councillors voted unanimously to remove those areas I mentioned from the wind zoning map, despite the attempts of CEO Moira Merrill to dissuade the councillors from inserting amendments that don't comply with national guidelines. They powered on full steam ahead. She told them the recommendations made by the OPR was the highest level of warning the office can give, and if it wasn't removed, as was advised, the council could end up surrendering all power relating to wind energy policy to the regulator, making the county vulnerable, as the OPR could decide that the entire county be branded as areas open to consideration. If approved by the minister, then the Kerry County Development Plan could be left with a gap in its wind energy policy altogether, rendering it basically non-existent.
And what was the county councillor's reaction to the advice from the executive and that specific advice from the CEO Moira Murrell.
Well, in her advice to councillors to try and avoid any intervention from the regulator where possible, Moira Murrell referenced the Westmeath County Development Plan, which was also found to be in breach of wind energy development guidelines and was ultimately removed in its entirety from the plan, thus leaving Westmeath without any policy on wind energy development. Now, there was pushback to this one, however, with Councillor Jackie Healy-Ray noting that Westmeath had up to that point produced 0 megawatts of wind energy output in comparison to Kerry's 750 megawatt output. And he said that was a prime example as to how a blanket policy could not be implemented, as it was only right that the OPR took action in counties like that. They voted to stand over their original proposal to remove all areas except for Kilgarvan from areas open to consideration, saying their constituents have enough to be dealing with, and that if they voted otherwise, they would be willingly sending their constituents into a war zone. So they stuck to their guns and voted to disregard the planning regulator's recommendation.
And what happens now? Are there consequences?
Well, that remains to be seen. The CEO of Kerry County Council, Moira Murrell, must now write to the Office of the Planning Regulator for the reasons the council is not taking up the recommendations to justify their decision, basically. The OPR will then have 4 weeks to give a draft direction to the council and will also contact the minister with responsibility for planning, Peter Burke, in that time. The plan won't be in effect for another 6 weeks, and the minister has until that time to notify the council as to whether he will intervene or not. By intervene, I mean completely remove the policy altogether, leaving the entire county vulnerable to the planning regulator in terms of wind energy development. Although it's not set in stone that he will take action here, the councillors were adamant that it was their chance to stand up to the office, which they said was operating with a sleight of hand, when they were the people elected by their constituents and they know what's best for them.
Now, the council discussed other recommendations made by the planning regulator yesterday. Would you tell us about those, Amy?
Yeah, so the Office of the Planning Regulator told the council that some other amendments made at a previous council meeting were inconsistent with the Spatial Planning and National Roads Guidelines for Planning Authority. So the office was particularly concerned with the proposal to insert 2 objectives to facilitate access onto the Strategic National Road Network. One of the proposed amendments read, support new planning applications which require access onto national primary secondary roads where there are existing entrances. So that would suit someone who was wishing to build next to the family home and would continue to use the same entrance. While the other read, support all applications on local private roads with sufficient width over 250 metres in length with 3 or more residences be treated as any other application on a public road entering from a national primary or secondary road. That's a bit of a mouthful there, but basically the councillors argued that this county features roads such as the Ring of Kerry, which is 112 miles of a national secondary route, and what the OPR was saying was that no one can ever apply for planning along that route again. Other main roads like the N71 and N72 and even the National Park in Clarny were used as examples as well. That would really limit the availability of areas open for planning consideration if they took on the advice of the OPR. So the councillors acknowledged the advice and changed the wording to this. So instead of saying support, they're now saying give favourable consideration to new planning applications which require access onto national primary secondary roads for family members where there are existing entrances and supported by the traffic safety audit. The second objective then, the word all has been removed. So that second objective now reads support applications for family members on local private roads with sufficient width over 250 metres in length with 3 or more residences be treated as any other application on a public road entering from a national primary or secondary road which is supported by detailed traffic road safety audits. The other controversial objective then, TRASA, was in relation to turf cutting. An amendment to the draft plan to support the continued cutting and distribution of turf in order to heat their homes was criticised by the regulator. The office suggested the amendment should consider appropriate locations outside of designated nature conservation sites, and so the councillors accepted that amendment. Another amendment that was adopted was a proposal by Dúchas an Dangan, which recommended that Dangan Í Chúis be used instead of Dingle when referring to the 3 Gaeltacht surface towns designated in the county.
So am I right in saying, Amy, that in relation to turf cutting, the councillors agreed to that watering down, as some might see it, of the proposal by the Office of the Planning Regulator in relation to that, and in relation to the to the restricted development on national primary secondary roads in terms of planning applications. Obviously, the planning regulator wasn't there yesterday, but I imagine one of the concerns there would be for further house building along those roads would be safety. Road safety.
Yeah, that was the main issue with, I suppose, an increase in traffic that would be coming in and out. But the councillors argued they're using those roads anyway, so there isn't actually an increase in traffic. You're going to have the same amount of cars coming in and out. But that was exactly it. It was the amount of cars that would be pulling out of an entrance onto the main road and the fear that that would be increased. I'm not sure. I didn't hear anybody mentioning now about the watering down of the nature conservation sites, that mention of that phrase in the amendment. Most councillors seem to be pretty happy with that one.
Yeah, that's really interesting. So the as you said, the Office of the Planning Regulator suggested that amendment on turf cutting should consider appropriate locations outside of designated nature conservation sites. And so the councillors accepted that amendment. A lot to digest and absorb here, and Amy has done an excellent job in summarising it and putting it all into context, the councillors vote on the new County Development Plan, which comes into effect now and will run until 2028. My final question to you, is that it then? Is the County Development Plan all done and dusted?
That's the plan adopted now by councillors. As I said, it'll be in effect in 6 weeks' time, but the only other amendments that can be made now are by the Office of the Planning Regulator and the Minister, whether they see it right to act on that wind energy policy we spoke about. But as far as the councillors are concerned, after 2 years, hours of meetings, several rounds of public consultation and ironing through every minute detail, that's what's been published.
Amy, thanks for that excellent run through of what was voted on and discussed at Kerry County Council yesterday in relation to the new County Development Plan. If you have a view, do get in touch 066 712 3666. In particular, your views on wind farm development, on house building, on national primary secondary roads such as on the Ring of Kerry, and also and other issues that you, and also in relation to turf cutting. That was one of the other issues that came up at the County Development Plan meeting yesterday, at the vote taken by Kerry County councillors. Do let us know.